In this issue, we're going to talk about porn. Well, the first question is, why porn? Anything that gets a person off would be considered porn. That can cover things that, not just erotic images, but for some people who are real perverts, this can also cover just normally fully clothed people, even if they're not exposing themselves in any way, or it's even suggestive. Some people are just perverts, and you have to watch out for them. But that's actually quite normal, just no one will admit to it. Well, the second thing, computers and porn. What's the connection? You'll notice that, I think it's like 90% of the internet's porn, or at least from my experience, that's what it seems like. Then again, I spend a lot of time on porn sites, so my view on that's a little skewed. Well, my entire reason for having a computer is so I can have free porn. I don't think I've ever really paid for any porn ever in my life, except for the point when I turned 18, and, you know, you gotta buy porn when you turn 18. That's the only thing to do. But the entire point of having a computer is to access porn for free. These pay sites, really silly. I don't know how they make any money, except for the idiots who don't realize that there's tons of it for free. You can get up Usenet, off the web. Google Images is actually very good for porn. Now, one of the primary things I look into when purchasing a computer is its porn capabilities. This includes a color screen, not necessary, but color is always better. The ability to display some sort of graphics. Graphical content's good, but even an old text-based machine, you can still get some erotic novels on there, and you have some fun with those. That can actually be much better because the imagination is better than some visual representation of what it really is. Okay. Amputee porn. I've got a friend who has been looking for some amputee midget porn. If anyone knows where I can find some, that would